Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Bunker fun. Yeah, oh, Duddy.
I didn't like that.
No, he doesn't like it. He loves it. That's right. It's the Feeling Good with Duddy show. Your favorite show. The show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, that's us. I'm Jake B., a currently unemployed barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, host of the show, guitar player, singer for the Dirty Heads. Here he is, you love him, Duddy B.
Woo! That's right. What was it, Jake? 91?
92.
92.
Episode 92, Dad.
That is crazy.
Yep.
We're sneaking up on that hundo, and that is crazy to me. I can't believe that. Wild. But today we have an amazing show. You guys know, we got my good friend. We have Roman here today. We're going to be talking to him a little bit later. We're going to talk tour talk. We're going to make him show us a riff. I got a conspiracy query. The idiot stoners are going to come in and interview him. The Roman Duddy Project, we're going to perform some songs, and Rome's going to tell us a new poop story.
Yeah.
Damn. It's going to be amazing.
You sounded like the Micro Machine guy. Remember him?
I do. Where's that guy go?
I don't know.
I guess where did Micro Machines go?
There, that's what it is. Where he
What's
went
Bunker
with
Fun?
Them.
Nothing.
What is Bunker like? How come you don't like Bunker Fun when he said that?
Bunker Fun? Oh, yeah. What is every that? Time I start the show now, I say something insanely dumb, and Duddy's like, no, I don't like it. So now I just try to ruin his day with my opening hit.
You did.
That did.
Oh, yeah. So,
Well, before we get into it, I'm not going to talk tour talk and all that because Rome's here. We're going to get into it with him. But before we bring him on, Jake's going to let you guys know how you can help support the show. Then we're going to get right into it.
It's easy. It's easy, guys. You know how. Like and subscribe, all that stuff. But mainly, give us a review on the iTunes podcast app. It's the purple app on your phone. If you're listening there, that's where it really counts. Give us a 5-star review. Write something about the show. That really helps us out. The other way you can support, Patreon, patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. Sign up there. It's $5 a month. And we give you a bonus episode every Monday. Duddy does guitar tutorials on Dirty Head songs over there each month. And you get to ask us questions on the show. That's it, Duddy. Tell him who's on the show. You already did, but give him a little introduction and let's get into it.
All right. We got my good friend Rome. He's the singer or guitar player for Sublime with Rome. And he's also Rome from Rome and Duddy, our new project. That's right. So here he is, everyone. Welcome, Rome.
What's poppin'? Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. Back in Cali from young Nashville.
That's right.
That's
Rome.
Now.
We've mentioned Rome moved out to Nashville recently.
Dude, a lot of people, surprisingly, because I don't say it all the time on social media or nothing, but a lot of people online have found out that I'm in Nashville, and it's kind of a trip because they'll ask me questions about it all the time. How's Nashville? Or have you been to, Gatlinburg yet and stuff? And I'm like, how do you guys know that I'm out here?
It's because of us. We've probably mentioned it on this show. We're always Duddy's going out to Nashville
That's
to
true.
Do stuff with Rome. So dude. We're
and then
know.
I'll be on Twitter. I'm going back to Cali, and which is kind of weird for me to even say, because I never thought there would be a back to Cali. It's always just been going home,
Going home, yep. Yeah.
But it's oh man, we got a bunch of kids now. I got one coming.
Mm-hmm.
That record's dropping in June. And yeah, man, I had
oh, your next
space.
Child?
That but record? Yeah, that's
I'm
what
like,
I call
wait, what
these
record
kids.
Are you? A kid.
I got another record dropping. They're albums, man. They take a while to get created and then they're there and you're like, oh shit, okay. Mm-hmm. Now we gotta, now the work really begins, you know what I mean? But no, that's awesome, man. We're stoked out there. It's definitely different than Cali. So we've just been
Yeah, what are
back.
The differences? It seems peaceful. Like when Duddy Dude, first it's... told me Rome lives in Nashville now, I just suddenly I was like, oh, that seems laid
so
back.
Random.
Is it that way?
Dude, it is. It's so laid back. And honestly, it's so different from how I grew up, uh-huh. But it's really laid back. It's really green. It's very, very green. There's a lot of nature. And I don't know, just the idea of us being able to kind of go somewhere new, every weekend. Yeah. And, hit a different state or try, I just think like showing a lot of that culture to like my kids is kind of tight, you know, like mm-hmm. I can kind of see like Rio's brain kind of spin, how he just sees so many, because he comes with me on tour, so he sees plenty of that shit. Yep. Cali and the bands, and we're on the bus and the beach and we're fishing, and but you know, it's just a different life out there, you know. And And I think it's cool for him to kind of be able to have some space, and you know, now they got some other work coming. Space,
slower lifestyle, mm-hmm. even though now, and the cool thing too, and Duddy always says, I love it out there. Whenever he comes back from visiting you, he's like, I could see myself getting a place and landing out there, because it's not like there isn't music. Nashville, please. It's all it is music. Yeah. So
and that was a big thing for me too. It's like, you know, like you could have just moved to like Ohio or something if you wanted some space, right?
Right.
But it's a big music town and a big music city, you know, so I was like, this would be like a cool place for me to kind of still continue like my songwriting career and stuff, you know. So that's just been kind of like, but this year has been so weird, bro. Like, we haven't even really been able to, like, I don't know, fully like let our hair down, so to speak, you know, because though it's a lot more free than I guess California is right now with the lockdown and all that crap, but over there, you know, it's still like there's still that stigma that's in the air where everyone's just kind of like, we don't really know what to do. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, do we shake hands? Do we like, can your kid play with my kid at the park? Should I let him not play with you on the slide?
I think,
like,
I remember Duddy posting something when you guys, it might have been from the Rome and Duddy tour that, no, it was after that. I think it might have been when you went to write songs with Rome, where you maybe posted walking down a just desolate street. Was that Nashville?
That was. It was.
So it had its.
Remember I think it was the first time I flew out to start writing, I believe. And we went out and we went and drink at like a bar or something. And we were walking back home towards the hotel, and we were in the middle of like the main busy street. And there you could not see a person or a car in either direction. It looked like
it was also
like
4 a.m. But
there's that. I mean, that's kind of, but it was wild, interesting though, to see. I remember seeing that online. I'm like, oh, that does look like, you said, like, we were talking about Batman, Christopher Nolan. It looked like a Batman scene to me. We were talking about the Christopher Nolan Batmans before
you
the show.
You want to see Batman? Go right now to Koreatown in Los Angeles. Yes.
How come? What do you mean?
Fucking insane.
Really?
Everything shut down.
Wow. Boarded up and stuff?
And there's just a subculture of, like, you know, the homeless there that are just running it.
Oh, wow.
And it is nuts, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I was looking at photos the other day. One of my friends is a photographer. He's like a street photographer who works for this digital design, and he did like a whole piece on it. And I was just tripping out, man. You know, because I remember earlier this year when the pandemic was fresh, you know, when Rio, my oldest, we used to throw him in the car and just drive him around. That's how he takes his naps, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would just like drive him around LA. There's no traffic, you know, it's a pandemic. It's like, when do you ever get to drive around LA and not sit in traffic?
Never.
And this is where we used to live. So, you know, I would be whipping him around in like downtown LA, like Koreatown and everything, and just desolate, bro. Not a soul on the streets. And we're talking about LA. There's 4 million people there.
Usually takes you a half an hour to get two blocks. It's just like insane down, bro. There.
So like, you know, that was a trip, but yeah, man. You know, it's
so now I get it. Nice. So you moved to Nashville during the pandemic. So you haven't even experienced fully yet.
Yeah. It's definitely more open than California. Yeah,
they're like inside dining and all
inside
that.
Inside dining. Wow. Okay, you can go shopping and stuff. Like, shit. Yeah, it's cool like that.
It has been for a bit, because even the last time I went out there, it was fully, all the restaurants were rocking everything. Yep. Yeah, so
you got to wear like a mask to like the bathroom or like when you walk to your table, but you can still dine in and stuff, you know? Yeah. But there's still like a lot of those kind of like limitations, like when you go and like when you want to go to the zoo and stuff, you know, they have like your little pods where you got to go and separate, or when you go sit at the bar, there's like glass things in between.
Oh,
so
really?
It's like, so what you don't think about is like, you don't think how all these little things do kind of affect you. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, I think I'm actually good on going to go and feeling like a lab rat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll stay home.
I'll just stay home and drink a beer in my sweats with my family. You know what I mean? Like, so that kind of mindset, like, it fucks with you, man. It fucks with you big time. So like, I don't know. We were starting to kind of feel that out in Cali, because we were living in LA, which, you know, is different than living in Orange County, because you're surrounded by the beauty of nature, which I do really believe helps pull you out of that element, you know, of like kind of just being like you're stuck in the rat race.
Yep.
You know, but me and my family, we were living in Hollywood, in the Hollywood Hills. So it was like, you know, our surroundings were all just like the city. You know what I mean? And in the city was locked down.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were already talking about like kind of getting a little more land. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of songwriting in Nashville. So like that was kind of starting to go there. And then when the pandemic was happening, after we got off tour, man, I made it until like May before I was just like, we got to get out of here.
Let's go. Let's go. You're get not alone, out. Dude.
Cali's not going dipping. Anywhere either.
You know? I know, like, Daddy. I feel like, because I can see Daddy's always like, I want to go out and have just a cabin in the fucking
I totally do, you know, and it's funny because it's like, it's a little late for us now with the kids because it's like they have their friends and they got their little community they've built. So like, but we always talk, you know, 10 years when they're then when they're gone, like later.
See yas.
Yep.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because it does feel nice. And then, and that brings us to like, here you guys are. You've been writing the songs, you've been doing the thing, and we've been talking about it on the show. So everyone's caught up with that. But now the tour.
The tour. So yeah, it's Rome, he flew in last night.
Yeah.
And we're starting rehearsals today.
Putting in a set and everything.
You guys are flying, wait, today's Tuesday. You're flying out tomorrow.
Yes.
And your first show is
Thursday.
And the rehearsals started this morning. Luke and I showed up around 10 a.m. Roman and Duddy were already here. When I walked in, they were jamming Lahaina and Stone Me. So they're working out the songs from about 8 a.m. this morning, I'm assuming 8:30 this morning or so. You guys
I got here around 8:30 or 9 or something.
And it's on. After we do this show, it's just right practice all night, right?
Yeah. So a lot of it like is more so kind of like, I think like arranging the show. You know,
how are you going to make it flow everything?
Cause it's not, it's not like your traditional kind of show, you know, where it's, you know, you have like your songs and then you can be like, you know, how's everyone doing? Cool. Raise your glass. All right, great. You know, it's like, there's a much more of like a communicative kind of like approach to it. You know, we're doing a lot of storytelling and stuff. So like placing the songs in certain orders can really help the story arc of what we're trying to say, you know, like, and I think like that, there's obviously like a couple of songs where we're like, okay, we haven't played that one in a minute, you know, but for the most part, like, I think the work is more so in just us structuring like the, or like a really great show, you know, cause even from the last tour, we were doing it like where I would go play like a small solo set, and then Doug would go play a small solo set, and then we would go do the like Roman Duddy set. And this one, and honestly, like moving forward, like, you know, especially now since we have originals and stuff, we're just going to do like a set together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that, it, and that's
this,
what it is.
This
now.
Is it's the very, 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 very first iteration of that. So there's going to be some mess ups. There's going to be some hiccups.
I feel
but
like
that's
that,
the cool part, you know? Like,
yeah. That first one I feel is going to be pretty funny.
Oh, it's going to be good. Those are always good.
So the Thursday night people, unfortunately, this show is going to come out Friday so that you guys can listen to that the next day. Last night, if there was some mess ups, first show.
Dude.
And today's Tuesday, and they just started practicing this morning. But like you said, you guys know the songs. It's more of putting them together, getting the harmonies in order, and really just the flow of the set, the story, and the stories you might want to tell in between to let everyone know about each song.
And we're not really debuting like a lot of the new music, you know, really. Like, I mean, because we just wrote it, you know, like it's not even fully produced yet. Like it's not produced at all.
You don't really
with,
know like, the absolute final.
We don't really know the final of the productions. Yeah. Like, you know, the things might change, but we have the writing done. So, so, you know, like we're going to maybe showcase like one or two of something, but really it's kind of like the story of the project so far. Yeah. And then this will be like, you know, just like chapter one of that, you know what I mean?
Some Dirty Head songs.
We'll play some Dirty Head songs, some Sublime with Rome songs.
Perfect.
A couple Sublime classics.
Yep.
Some cool covers.
Just on,
one
I'm sure.
New ones, you know? Yep. And
just on our show page, we have so many people talking about how they're going to every show. Yeah. Have you been seeing that, Duddy, on the Bunker page? Our listeners, they're like, who's road tripping to all the Roman Duddy shows? I'm like, damn, it's on.
Yeah.
So people are psyched, man, just to see you guys and be indoors and maybe watch a normal show. It's going to be fucking great.
I mean, and this is like, there's never going to be anything like this, you know? And I don't even have, like, again, like, we don't have to sell these tickets or nothing, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a lot of seats, and and in the grand scheme of things, this isn't, you know, the make all be all, but for us, this is just really important for us to do this because we, like, you know, it sucked that we got pulled out of this tour last year, man. Like, I think it was like literally this time even.
Like, it was like right around
this time. It was like right around this time where, yeah, where we were kind of yanked off of our tour, and which was unfair because that tour was just, man, it was just starting to get so damn good. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just getting into our role.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the fans were really loving it, and it was just, you know, so we got pulled from that. Now is like the perfect time to kind of like, you know, finish that off. And then, because as we move forward, you know, I don't know, you might not be able to see like the band in this type of environment, you know, like,
dude, it's like, yeah, it's like the, it's people dipping their toe in the pool and totally, they get to do it with you guys, yeah, you mm-hmm, know, and it is kind of, at least you got the, however many shows you did get, I don't know if it was like 6 or 7 or 8 that you guys got into that first tour,
about that,
but at yeah, least it was enough. It was enough shows for you guys to discover, oh shit, let's just do the Roman Duddy thing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what we are. And now you get totally, to be that. So it's like, fuck, if you didn't get to do the tour at all, who knows?
Dude, who knows? Honestly, man.
You know how things get, you know, discovered. So
we did like an interview the other day where the journalist asked us like, what do you say? It was like, would you regret this year or would you change this year or something like that? And it's like, you know, we both agreed. It was like, you can't really say that, yeah, you know,
who
like,
knows
who knows exactly, who knows, like if anything, yeah, like if it wasn't for this year, maybe we wouldn't have, you know, written those great songs that we wrote, and or, you know, maybe we wouldn't have had the more just better scope on what we want to do with this project, like, yep, who knows, man. I know for sure we wouldn't have had the time to do that.
No, yeah,
that's for sure. Both our bands been, both on tour, been on tour, no, and then, you know, there's with no all way, that dropping, yeah, records with our band, like,
yeah,
you know how this goes. So
yeah,
so you know,
so you've actually got a lot more. You came out of all this with a new band with Rome and Duddy, and you got Sublime with Rome and Duddy, you got Dirty Heads and Rome with Duddy, and a tour, like, yeah, come on, man.
No, so it was cool, a good man, year. I mean, and it's a, and it's all just around music, you know, yep, what I mean? Like, yep, this year, like, I mean, we didn't have anything to strategize around making bread. It was all just like, dude, we're at home. Let's make some, let's fucking just make great some
music
art.
And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
and that's then, every band.
And then when the world resumes, we'll just figure it out, you know.
And it seems like it's starting to resume.
And you love this. I can tell Duddy really loves this project. Like,
oh, I do.
It's just the core. Yeah, it's too, acoustic guitar and two friends.
It's like, just Jesus, so fun and easy and relaxing. And mm-hmm, it's just nice. It's nice. And it's like not taking anything away from the Dirty Heads. I love the Dirty Heads. And they'll always be my band, you know. Everything. But you do anything for 20 years, something else is just going like to be fun, nice. It's just like, it's yeah, like, it's like fucking, you eat a hamburger every single night for 20 years and then you have a bowl of spaghetti, you're going to be like, holy shit, this spaghetti is amazing.
What is this foreign dish? Yeah, doesn't mean hamburgers aren't delicious. You know, well, you know, yeah, what else can be delicious? Mm. Just juicy riffs.
Oh, tasty riffs.
Uh-oh. And we have a little segment that we want to keep going on the show. It's called Show Us Your Riff. Now,
show me your riffs.
As by far the worst guitar player on the show, I have a very simple riff, Rome. It's this. You know, there you go, dude. A little strokesy, a little first thing you ever learned on guitar-ish. Mm-hmm. That's my riff. Duddy's got a riff.
My riff is from Day by Day.
Oh! Oh! Coors Light edition.
That's what I'm trying to work on.
That was a lot.
I love this. This is already. This is, I can't even
fucking play. That's Duddy's riff.
I was holding the guitar, buddy.
Whoa! Hey! Come on, this action's a little weird.
This is a weird seating.
That's what I'm saying.
This is not guitar appropriate.
We make people play riffs just in the worst chair for riffing ever.
Wait, I don't know what riff to play. Does it have to be a lick or can it be chords?
Do whatever, no, whatever you want. You heard my riff. My shit was terrible.
All right.
Boom.
Little nice. Okay.
Bluesy,
that's a cheese.
Bluesy. That's a, that's, I was going to say, that's a cheese.
That's the cheese.
That's the
riff.
Cheese edition.
Cheese riff. You're like,
he looks at you, huh?
Go? Is he? Do I clap yet?
Jeez,
I was literally holding my breath.
You're like, I thought you fell asleep, man.
I mean, yeah, he's on his Bluetooth.
I do have a memory of that when I used to work for Cheese, and I'd be sitting in his living room, and he'd fire up one of those amps to 11,
dude.
And he's just,
meanwhile, all you guys are on conference calls.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, and Cheese is out in Nashville with you too. The whole yeah, the man. Whole family's oh, out yeah. there, dude. Holy shit.
He put together like a whole office in like 3 months out there too.
You know what Cheese did?
What did Cheese do?
You know what Cheese did? So Cheese right now, Cheese bought a nice big, you know, property out there, and he's building like a ranch and stuff. But right now he's living in like kind of like a high rise condo situation. He lives in like a high rise condo, and he lives like mid floor. So there's people all.
He lives in the high rise.
It's okay. like a super nice high rise. It's so preppy. It's gotta be. So preppy. Like there, you know, doorman, and all the whole thing, and it's really nice. But this is what this guy goes and does inside of his house.
Oh my god.
417 on like a 30 floor building.
Oh, bro, your mic. He's
sorry. You're still in guitar shred, Mike.
So. He shot a shotgun through his ceiling.
Wait, no. Why? Yeah.
He thought it was empty.
He thought it was empty.
He went to go clear the chamber.
Holy shit.
He has people who live above him.
Were they in the house?
No, I guess there's like a big slab of concrete in between so it didn't go through.
But dude, you should see it.
He has a hole in it.
He still got it. Crazy, bro.
And anyone who might not know, Cheese is the manager of Sublime Throne, manager of the Dirty Heads, been with everybody since the beginning of it all. He shot a shotgun. So did cops come, the whole thing?
He had to report it because, like, obviously some people heard it on his floor and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so he had to report it and everything. And he didn't, nothing ever really happened. He didn't get in trouble or anything.
I got the whole, you know what? I'm going to tell the whole
story. Tell everything right here. Cheese will be on the show soon.
Fuck it. They're not going to hear it. So he fucking shoots the damn thing in there, right? And then, you know, obviously, he has to report it, you know? And somebody comes up to him the next day or like 2 days later in the apartment. And it's just like, dude, I heard about the fucking shotgun, man. Is everything cool, you know? And he was like, how did you hear about that? And he's like, well, so-and-so was down at the little cafe and was just telling everybody. He's a board member. So is Cheese. Cheese is a board member for the building.
He's a board member
for the building. You know what I mean? So
fucking so, Cheese has been there for 15 minutes.
For fucking
15
minutes. Yeah, oh I know. It's ridiculous, God.
Right?
So he's like, oh, was he? Oh, he was he?
Oh, called man.
He's against, I mean, you cannot do that. You cannot speak about, like,
other people's
news of a tenant with the other tenants, right? So he goes up to them. No. He straight up big arms them because he had to pay a big fat fee for the fucking shooting a shotgun in a fucking hotel or in your apartment complex that looks like the W. So he had to pay like a fee, and he was just like, your tenant was down there running his mouth about my business to the rest of the building. This, that, or the other. I'm gonna file a lawsuit against you for, you know, defamation of character, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and they were like, no, we don't want none of it. You know, you know what? Waive the fee. You're good. Homeboy's penalized. He's not a part of the board no more. Oh,
I'm so good. Jesus, all cool. My ranch is almost done. I'll be moving out next week. I'm really nice knowing everyone.
Dude, it's so good.
Dude.
Well, it's my favorite thing. You know, Cheese is on the board.
I go, how did you do that? I'm like, why were you even, you know, pulling the trigger on the shotgun in your house? And he goes, I thought it was empty, but I just wanted to make sure.
He has that terrible habit.
He goes, I thought it was empty. I just wanted to make sure. I'm all, so you just pointed it up and shot? Like,
yeah. Dude, that's you never seen him do that? It's the worst habit he has. He fucking clears the chamber out. He goes, and fires one in the air. Like, and usually he checks it first. And then, you know, does that Jesus as part of his, like, Christ. You know, cinematic.
He's like the dude with the huge hair. Was it the producer in L.A. a long time ago that just shot guns off? I think
it's so good.
God damn it, dude. Who's the guy with the big crazy hair, dude? He did like Beatles albums.
Oh, fucking.
Oh, I can't think of the name.
Oh, Phil my
Spector?
God.
Spector, right?
Yes.
That's Cheese now. That's I see.
So he thinks it's hilarious. Like, Cheese also manages like one of the biggest country fucking legends, Travis Tritt. And he calls Travis and is just like, dude, I fucking fired my shotgun off in my, I was clearing the chamber. And Travis is like dead quiet. And he's just like, it's people like you that are giving us NRA members a bad name. He's like, you need to get your shit together. He just starts going off. Oh, dude, I just, you know, I mean, it's funny though, right? I mean,
She's just like, well, actually, I'm a board member on the NRA. Like, how the fuck did you? I'm more amazed that with 73 seconds of living there, he's on the board of director. Like, he just moves in and is you know, he's like the vice president all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. He's too awesome. Yeah. Exactly. He knows how to get. Yeah. He's too fun. You just go, you're like, on the board.
Why is this guy so happy?
You're on the board.
What the hell's the secret here? I'm trying to be fun like that.
You know what else is fun?
What else is fun?
This next segment,
Jake. Oh, is this everyone's favorite segment?
Everyone's favorite segment.
I thought
segment.
That was Show Us Your Riff.
Oh, yeah. Show Us Your Riff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to practice my riff.
I knew what I was getting into. I chose the simplest riff, dude. I'm like, let's not fuck with this.
Yeah.
All right. So this is everyone's favorite segment, Conspiracy Query. It's not a theory. We're not saying. What, Daddy, you tell them.
All right. This is a conspiracy query. Okay, guys. This isn't a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying that I believe this. I didn't come up with this, and I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm just simply asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
Big time.
All right.
Yeah, I'm starting to as well.
And as you guys
thought of them early on in the show, now I love them.
Now we're kind of like living in one.
Yeah,
way.
This is a conspiracy. This past year, I believe.
Seriously.
Yeah.
There's a guy somewhere. There's one dude walking around somewhere just going, I fucking told you to all of his buddies, right? Yeah. Dude, in 2020, I guarantee there's just going to be this pandemic. And all his buddies were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
George Orwell. Yeah. He wrote a goddamn book about it.
Serious.
Yeah. All right. So you guys know we are traveling around the globe.
Visiting everywhere on this lovely planet.
All around the world, just finding the deepest and darkest conspiracy queries. And this isn't even, these are more like ghost stories.
There's nowhere we won't travel.
No, but we will go anywhere.
Like
and
anywhere outside of the United States?
Oh, anywhere. We will go there.
But this week we're not. This week, this week we're going to our great nation's capital. North Dakota.
That's where it all started for here, this place.
And we're talking all the way up north. And this one's called the Gates of Hell. And why is it creepy, Rome? Abandoned towns are generally creepy, and North Dakota has an abundance of settlements that were all but abandoned after the railroad boom. Taugus, though, takes the cake due to little fact that that people believe that it once housed a Lutheran church that doubled as a hotbed for Satan worship. Legend is it burned down, but if you stand in just the right place, you can hear the screams of the damned bubbling up from hell itself. There are also reports
just
of
one spot.
Yeah, he's got to stand in the right place. It's the acoustics.
It's a specific
spot. Yeah.
Bubbling screams.
But if you stand there, yeah, you'll hear the screams of the dams, and you could also, there's reports of hellhounds, glowing gravestones, and a ghost train. Vandals and revelers have made
is this
the
at Disneyland.
I know what
I've been on this.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a lot of stuff. Vandals and revelers have made the few people who call Taugus home very wary of visitors. And Lord knows that the combination of rumored portal to hell and extremely unwelcoming locals in a small town is a boiler point horror movie. Yeah, that was a lot. So what they're saying
boilerplate
is in North Dakota, in a town called Taugus, there was a Lutheran church that was a hotbed for Satan worship. It burnt down. But now if you stand in the right place where it burnt, you can hear people screaming from hell.
I like this. It doubled.
Yeah, that's
by day, God fearing, lovely people.
By
night, you have to pay the bills.
Split tenant.
Satan,
you know what I mean?
Worship.
Hey,
really,
bro,
yeah.
Come on. It's fucking 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. My people are coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring in the pagan crosses back, you guys. You don't want to just.
These forsaken Satan worshipers will not get in. They're always late.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Kyle. How's it going, bud?
Clean up the goat's blood. You went over 15 minutes last week.
Goat's blood is just too much. It's thicker than the chicken blood.
Showed up. There was still a dead virgin on the floor. Come on, guys. We have service.
How do you double down?
Can like we borrow some of your virgins?
You know what I mean? Like, how are you cool with that as a follower, as a follower of the worship? Like, I pray at, you know, St. Jude Latter Day Church, or in this case, what's the name of that weird, the Lutheran Church?
Lutheran Church. Well, we got our Satan dodgeball tournament later. Yeah.
Satan versus Jesus dodgeball tournament, guys, every year. Come on.
Tagus.
I'm actually what I want to move there.
That's
now.
A rough place to live. I live in Tagus. Oh.
That's next. You're like, I got to get out of LA. And that
I
next is Tagus, bro.
Nashville is cool, but Tagus, man, there's something about it.
Wonderful music scene. I actually hear Tagus. It sounds just like a like an Irish like ghost story, huh? Like
Tagus, the evil ghost of the fucking Irishy place.
Isn't that like a meat?
I was gonna say it sounds like a that's haggis. Haggis,
huh? Haggis. That's like a Scottish meat, right?
I really like this one, dude. Read the list of horrifying shit that appears at this place again.
You can see hellhounds, glowing gravestones, and a ghost train.
Why the glowing gravestone is so cheesy?
That's seriously like,
why is it neon green glowing? Yeah.
Is this Tagus or my neighbor's yard every October? Yeah. Like,
I don't get it though. Like, ghosts are like dead things that came back. A train?
Yeah,
a ghost train.
What's that? Choo-choo. A ghost train. Yeah, this is the
cherry blood, boiling blood.
Oh no, Jesus. No! It's if you stand in the right spot, you can hear the screams of the damned bubbling up from hell itself.
How do you know? I don't understand that. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, do you hear it? Over here. Just
right there.
I think I hear
God, I hear it. It's fucking terrible. Yes.
Oh, my God. And there's a glowing gravestone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
is that it? That's a train. That is a train.
There's just people in the woods. Choo-choo. This really sounds lame. So, Daddy, here's my favorite part, because we're laughing, and it is dumb. Where does this come from, Daddy? Tell us where
it says that the Satanism, as my voice cracks, the Satanism business dates back to the Satanic Panic of the 80s.
Satanic Panic.
I like that. I love that. Satanic Panic. How is that not a band name?
Yeah.
Satanic Panic.
Fucking capture that Instagram page immediately.
Look up if SatanicPanic.com is open. If so, buy it. And then hold on, I can't read now. I can't read.
Buy it, then sell it. What the fuck? It's...
Hold on. Okay, the Satanism business dates back to the Satanic Panic of the 80s. Though Tagus been spooky since its founding in 1900s. And ever since the late 80s, when hundreds of high schoolers turned up for a vandalism intensive Halloween party, were run out of the ghost town. Visitors have been met with extreme skepticism. The city's last church burnt to the ground in 2001.
Okay, so it was a shady town that was always creepy, but when everyone started freaking out, remember in the 80s when it was like metal bands were like being put in court? Because it was like, these people killed Satan. People because of your songs, and everyone was afraid of Satan people. And then and it's one of those things where there was like seven of them in the country, but it was like, Satan's everywhere. And so all these kids went to Haggis one year for Halloween and just basically just brutalized the town. So now the few people that are left just don't like outsiders. They're like, nah, we don't trust you. That's cool.
That's actually like that. Creepy. Man. Yeah.
Well, I wish
I can make a clothing line out of that.
I like the town.
24 hours.
Oh,
bro.
Big time.
Oh, you guys, look at
I'll
that.
I'll go in with you.
SatanicPanic.com is for sale.
I'll get designs for us next week. Let's do it. Done.
Yeah, you want it in?
So look at that, you guys. Easy payments, 24 payments of $112. So right. Satanic Panic is for sale for lots and lots of thousands of dollars online.
All right.
SatanicPanic.com.
Go to SatanicPanic.com. You can pick up some t-shirts, okay?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I guess there's only one more question. If you believe that if you go to North Dakota in a town called Tagus and you stand in just the right spot, then maybe you'll hear bubbling screams from hell. What is bubbling?
Is there a cauldron somewhere?
Yeah,
why?
How does it bubble? It's like when it pops, so it's like...
It needs to be open. There needs to be open flame. It's like, the heat has to be so high in order to necessitate a bubble.
It's just about to pop. Is it bubbling or screaming?
Oh, frick.
Dude, I just figured it out before we close it out real quick. It's the townspeople that don't want anyone visiting. They're doing it. They're projecting a dumb train.
This is Scooby-Doo.
Yes, it's a lot like, it's like seven old people just making people.
And I would have gotten away with it.
Yes. And now they're going to hate us for... They're gonna be like, motherfuckers did the thing on your show.
Leave our town of Tagus alone.
Yes. We just want to be left alone. Our final church burned down.
Let us burn our churches. Dude, we burn our churches.
I know how we'll keep them away. Have you guys ever heard of bubbling screams,
glowing gravestones. Like
what about a ghost? Yes. Can we do a ghost train? Ghost train it is.
We'll make we'll make a lot of loud screams, and then someone from the background, what if they bubbled? We did say everyone's opinions count in this. All right. All I wanted was bubbling screams. And then, okay, Harry,
get the bubble.
Don't know how to make that sound. But...
I happen to have two hellhounds.
Dude, I love the hellhounds. No. Yeah, so Marty has the hellhounds. If Patricia wants the bubbling screams, you'll take care of those, Patricia. Okay. So if we can just get a train projection, we can get this going, guys. I don't think...
Tagus will remain empty.
Why do you want
you
that?
Wanna, you guys want to...
Why do you want an empty tag?
Here's how you fuck Tagus up so bad. Do a show there, guys, and promote the shit out of it. Promote the shit out of it. Tagus. Bring everybody, dude. Tagus Fest. Like all the bands.
We do the album launch.
Tagus Chala. Tagus.
Sponsored by Satanic Panic.
Oh, a bunch of flower-hatted chicks spinning circles through the town hall. Everyone's like, God damn it.
So release the hounds. Just two dogs are just...
it's got one of the dogs with like two legs and wheels.
Oh, God.
A lot scary. I want to live in Tagus forever. Tagus, we love you first and foremost.
Okay.
Okay, Duddy, do the read thing at the end with the high voice.
I can't.
You have to.
I'm crying.
Oh, shit.
Do you believe that Roman Duddy should do a concert in Tagus?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
All right.
All righty.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Oh, the show's about to just get worse.
Oh, no.
That was actually my favorite segment ever right there.
Oh,
Rome, remember when we told you that there's going to be two people that show up and you're going to have to just you're going to have to deal with them?
Yeah.
That's going to happen to you now.
Oh, man.
The good thing is you guys are going to play a song after that, and that's going to be awesome, but you have to get through this to get there. It's like the punishment before the song.
That's good. Yeah, go through the mud.
The good news is they love you. They're stoner dudes. They just want to talk to you. They don't care about Duddy. Duddy doesn't want to be near them anyway, so Duddy and I are going to leave. They're going to sit down and interview for a minute before the song.
All right. Are they cool guys?
I mean, you're going to decide, and we don't think so. But
we don't think so.
Luke, play their music.
Are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, took it.
Here. I'm frothing. I'm so pumped. I'm fully excited. But first of all, dude, you guys know it's your boy, Snake OG, and I'm here with my partner, Blonde Marley. Dude, what's up, Blonde? Can you even believe it, dude? Rome's
this
here,
is
dude.
So
I think he already likes us, dude. Look at him, Rome.
What's up, dudes?
Welcome to the show. You're here to do some songs with Duddy. You guys have a big tour coming up, right?
Yeah, we got a good one. A couple days out in Texas, OKC.
OKC. Oh, you're going to
Oklahoma City.
Sorry. Oh, I thought he was like, okay, you see? And I'm like, I do see, dude, and it is okay. It's better.
I thought he was like speaking Spanish. He was like, okay.
That's what I thought, dude. Okay. Por que es me or something, right?
Okay, yes.
We know a little Spanish, dude. We live in Escondido.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I ate my first burrito.
Yep.
Yeah.
We live in a back house.
We do. Are you going to tell Rome our backstory? Just fill him in a bit. Fill him in.
We live in Escondido, where Snake had his first burrito. We live in a back house. With four
studio.
Dogs in a studio apartment back house. There is a front house where two gay gentlemen live. They're very naked. They are from outer space. They smoke space weed out of square bongs.
They are Galians.
They are Galians.
That's our entire backstory. You look thrilled. Yes, we live with outer space Galians.
The thing that stood out to me was the square bong.
Mm.
Yeah.
Square Have you bong. Ever smoked space weed out of a square bong?
No.
Will you come to Escondido with us after the show?
God, I know Escondido.
To
well.
Our back house and
I'll
smoke.
Go.
You will?
I'll go.
It's only a date.
Only if I can bring Eric Wilson, because he lives like 5 minutes away from there.
Eric Wilson.
From Sublime.
Oh, can you? He can move in, dude. Bring him in. His dog.
Back house. Apartment. Back house.
He will. Bring him, dude. That'd be the sickest. We'll blow his mind with some sweet space weed.
Square bong.
He looks a lot like the Galen. He'll fit right in, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind being naked too. They're naked all the time. Enough about us, blonde. So, you've always got the best questions. I'll step out of the way. Right, you start off, peppering him with questions, bro.
I know you're pretty tight with Duddy. Do you and Duddy have a secret handshake? Because me and Duddy have a secret handshake. I go...
Here, we'll do the handshake.
Okay, so...
You act like you're you, and I'll act like I'm Duddy, and we'll show Rome. And, right, and explain what you're doing for the listeners
so
as we
do. So this is a handshake. This is me and Duddy's handshake. I go like, what's up? And then he flips me off right in the face.
Right,
every
like that.
Time, and we do it every time we see each other. It's sick.
It's like your thing, huh?
It's our thing. It's dope.
And if he tries to make contact with
we've actually never bumped fists.
Yeah. He's so funny.
He's really funny. Like, does Duddy do that to you?
Yeah, he does.
He's
got to get older. Yeah. You know?
Pepper him with some more hitters.
He just hit him with, hey, Duddy, fuck you.
He's like that.
He is constantly telling me to fuck off as well, which is amazing. It's very cool.
You guys sound like good friends.
Yeah, dude, best buds.
You guys are cool.
See, dude, I told you he likes you, bro. He's constantly worried about that.
I have mentioned a couple times that we can try a new handshake, and then he just does our handshake again.
He really likes it.
But it's cool. But speaking of Duddy, okay, so... Which I know that you've toured with Duddy with Sublime with Rome and the Dirty Heads. And I know that you've toured with Duddy with Rome and Duddy. And I know you're here rehearsing with Duddy. Have you ever gotten to smoke weed with Duddy?
Oh, sick question, dude. I didn't see that coming, dude. You really fucking
I've always wanted to ask
Shyamalan him, dude. He's thinking about it. I don't know if he has.
Dumped it. I think he's very
high. I smoked weed with Duddy, but I don't know if I've ever smoked weed with Duddy.
Whoa!
What does that mean, dude? I'm gonna have to contemplate that over some space weed from a square bingus. You know, you are a trip, dude. Hit him with another question while he's vulnerable.
All right, I'll never forget one year at Cali Roots. I was there watching Sublime with Rome play.
The Cali Roots Fest, the sick fest.
Sick fest.
I mean, I was there with you, but sick.
And you guys were playing, and I was like, when you guys were playing, like, it's a reggae fest, and you're up there, and you're kind of playing like reggae music.
He's dancing around it, but dude, he's going to fucking swing soon.
Actually, first, can you speak Jamaican?
Oh, dude,
know if that's proper nomenclature.
Oh, what's that even? Who's Norman Clatcher, dude? Is that like...
That's a sick band, I guess.
That sounds like a Batman character. Like, he's a bad guy, but he's also known as Norman Clatcher.
Narrated by Norman Clatcher.
Yeah, dude. You know, and then some experiment goes wrong, and he becomes a bad guy. He's likable.
Norman Clatcher
wears like a trench coat.
Patois, I think that's what it's called.
Patois, dude. Exactly. Patois. Like, hey, boy. You know, that's me doing it. My rude boy.
Guan wanting some
more. Blonde Marley, you guys.
Fanta one guy now. It's like that felt good.
Then I go to the star and get me a red stripe.
I don't know if it's Black History Month. I don't know if I can be. I don't know.
All right, back to the question. I'm at Cali Roots, right?
Yeah, you're at Cali Roots.
I was like, I really want to ask Rome this question. So I know you tour a lot in like reggae festivals and you do lots of reggae shows around lots of reggae people.
He studied you, dude.
Have you ever gotten free weed?
Oh my God, the question of every question. Rome is contemplating it. He's looking deep into the heavens.
I've gotten free weed, but I don't know if I've ever gotten weed free.
What?
He's a conundrum.
He's a trap.
Really, just like a figure eight, dude. We're just skating around in circles, and you think you know him, and then, oh boy, dude.
Have you ever been to Rome?
Oh, you're asking Rome.
No.
Oh, he looked dead into my eyes and he said no with all the seriousness
I always thought it'd be sick if Rome was in Rome and he can say cool. When in Rome.
Oh! I gotta go.
That's had enough of us, and so have we, dude. So you know how it goes. It's been sweet hanging with you. You guys are gonna play a song right now, Rome, and Duddy's gonna come back out when we leave. But do you know what song you're gonna play first?
Let's play Lahaina.
I'm so pumped, dude. Lahaina's coming up next, dude. This is Snake OG saying Puff Tough, and here's my boy Blonde Marley saying
Stay Crispy.
Yeah. All right, this is Rome and Duddy, and they're performing their song Lahaina.
1, 2, 3, 4. I was sitting at the table at an open cafe, waiting for a drink of rum. When I asked my waiter what's the time of day, he said, look, there's a centipede coming your way. In the Lahaina, the sugar cane grows. In the Lahaina, the living is slow. In the Lahaina, the mangoes are sweet, but the centipede crawls all over your feet. Yeah. Sitting in the water in the morning sun, shaded by a coconut tree. When I turn around, it's all I can see. Oh yeah, giant centipede just looking at me. In the Lahaina, the sugar cane grows. In the Lahaina, the living is slow. In the Lahaina, the mangoes are sweet, but the centipede crawls all over your feet. Let's go. Say it's a beautiful day. He said, hey, lift the holly, you just pull in my leg. In the Lahaina, the sugar cane grows. In the Lahaina, the living is slow. In the Lahaina, the mangoes are sweet, but the centipede crawls all over your feet. Let's go.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Lahaina, the newest song, which is my favorite.
Yeah. Nice.
I listened to that for the first time in here with Duddy, and it is awesome. Oh, Rome, get up close to the mic. Whoa. Rome was miles away. We had it set up to perform, of course.
Sorry.
But anyway, that made me feel really good watching you guys play that. How did it make you feel good to play it yourself, Duddy?
It made me feel good, Jake.
Oh, I set you up. You did.
Thanks. You know what else makes me feel good?
What's that?
The sponsors we have on the show.
Of course.
And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. They've been with us since day one. It really is an amazing product. I use it every single day. I wake up, I take the drops in the morning. Love the way it makes me feel. And I've said it before, guys. I was even telling Rome earlier, I was like, man, my wrists have really been bothering me lately, especially when it's cold in this bunker. I take some CBD drops in the morning. It really helps. I definitely notice a difference. But even after that, sometimes my wrists will still ache, especially when I'm playing a lot of guitar and whatnot. But they have these awesome creams and rubs that you put on. And it's one of those things where you put it on and you don't really think about it. And then 20 minutes later, you're just like, oh, shit, my wrists don't even hurt anymore. Like you just all of a sudden you're just like, wow. I wasn't thinking about it. I put the cream on. My wrists feel better, but they have this amazing new product, actually. It's a roll-on, kind of like an Icy Hot. It's just packed with CBD. You roll it on. It smells great, like menthol, and it it just feels amazing, and it definitely takes the pain away. So if you're someone out there that has a bunch of aches and pains and you're taking over-the-counter pain medicines like Advil or Tylenol or something, give CBD a try, and give Koi CBD a try, because it is the best, and I think you're going to love the results, and it's much healthier for you. So go to KoiCBD.com and put in code feel good at checkout, and you will get 15% off your first order. And if you're listening to this or watching this, you can just click the link below, and it'll take you right there. Yeah. And also, Plugins Keychains. This is an awesome company, and this is an awesome product. It's called the Jack Rack, and I actually have one of these on the wall in my house, and it's just like a replica of a guitar amp head. They have a Marshall one and a Fender one. They're super cool, and it comes with four keychains. You know, you put your keys on it, and when you get home, you plug your keys into the wall like you would an amp. When you're ready to go, you know right where your keys are. It's pretty freaking awesome. And if you know anyone out there that plays guitar or is just a music fan in general, and you get them one of these as a present, they're going to love you forever, and you're going to be a hero. I promise. And if you go to pluginskeychains.com, that is with a Z and plural. That's PLUGINZ keychains.com. Pick up a Jack Rack, put in code DUDDYB at checkout. 20% off every order you ever do for your entire life. You heard it here, people.
There it is. The closer.
Those are tight. I want to get one of those.
Yeah,
I'll
get you one.
Code. You don't have one yet?
No, but I'll put in the code.
Put in the code, dude. Let them know.
I got to get those for the winner, too. Oh, that contest. That's right. So when I get those for the winner, I'm going to get you one, too.
And what about me with my Fender one?
No. Absolutely not.
How's that? I'm on the show. I've been asking. So Rome will get one before me. I promise you that. I'll use the code. How about that? There we go. Where are we going into? You guys are going to play another song. That's coming up. But right now, we actually have a fresh new.
Fresh is a good word. Rome had told us he has a new amazing poop your pants story.
Fresh is a good word.
So we're gonna hear his story. Then right after that, we're going to hear another song from me and Rome. And then we're going to end out with the Q&A. But yeah, I guess before we get into that.
Study is so afraid to say himself in the third person. He's such a humble guy that he can't say there's gonna be another song from Rome and Duddy because he's Duddy. There'll be another song from me and Rome.
Well, when you hear your whole life is hearing yourself in the third person, I got used to it.
Whenever he says your guys' band, like a couple weeks ago, I called him. I'm all Duddy. Say Rome and Duddy. That's the name of the project. He's all, I know, but I'm Duddy. So he always says, me and Rome are going on tour. So if you're going to come see me and Rome, and I'm like, I can't do it. His body won't let it. So I have to jump in and go, and Duddy. I know. That's good. Rome says the same thing. He goes, the me and Duddy tour.
Dude, I've learned to just call it as it is. I see my name even as just, the name on the moniker, So, but which is fucked up because I forgot, I was just telling this to somebody, but I actually go by Rome. Like, all my friends and family, they call me Rome. My kids, that's what they know my name as. You know what I mean? So there's only five people who actually call me by my real name, Roman. So cause it's hella hard, Roman. Roman, what is it? You know what I mean? So for me, my stage name, nickname, birth, to me, it's the same shit,
I call him Romulus. I actually had to have him saved in my phone as Romulus.
I remember that. That was a name that stuck forever. Matt still calls it that too.
Well, that was back when we were listening to a lot of the Jason Ellis show and they were doing that gay or not gay segment, which is just the funniest thing ever. If you haven't heard it, I think I've talked about it on the show many times, but the Jason Ellis show, they have a segment where it's called Gay or Not Gay, and people call in and they tell them stories of something that happened to them and they want to know if that's gay or not. And it's just so funny. And Romulus came from there was a caller and this guy that obviously it seemed like they were maybe lived on a Indian reservation or something like that. And he was like, me and my friend Romulus, we were getting all whiskey drunk in my uncle's sweat lodge. And dude, I swear to God, I kid you not. And he's like, and I went outside for a second to smoke a cigarette. And when I came back in, Romulus was passed out and he had his buck snot all over his stomach. And he was talking Romulus jerked off when he stepped outside and then passed out. And he just, like Romulus was passed out and he had his bucksnut all over his stomach. And
bucksnut?
And then, you know,
so
Jason Ellis.
Know Rome, that's why he calls you Romulus.
That's why I call you Romulus.
Good to know.
And then his answer, I'll never forget too. And he goes, well, you know, he's got the accent. He's like, technically, you know, you were outside, he was alone, so not gay. You know?
It's all sensible. Just like,
not gay.
Oh my God.
Next call.
Reverend Romulus.
Reverend Romulus.
That's great.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
But back to you pooping your pants.
Oh God.
What happened?
Well, my brother got married. So, you know, when your brother gets married, like,
you shit your pants.
Well, you know, things happen. Like, things get crazy, you know? Like, there's a lot of...
At the wedding, you're getting...
I don't, you know, really drink a lot of hard alcohol anymore. So, that rule was, like, kind of, you know, I was going to let my freak flag fly that day. And it was an early wedding, you know? We were doing reception party by, like, 3 o'clock. And... Man, this just the shots started coming and they didn't stop coming, man. Like, and I'm the kind of dude, like, when I drink, like, I don't like to eat. Like, I just like to keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eating just takes away from the time that we could be drinking. Yeah. You know, so, like, I don't even eat nothing. I don't even know what happened, man. But we took some absinthe and I invited my friend who was banned from the wedding because he had COVID. And I was already wasted at this point. And I was like, just come to the wedding, man. I want to see you. But he'd already been
like,
quarantined. No, he'd already been quarantined. But it was like my brother's, like, you know,
you
wife.
Gotta be safe,
she was
man.
Just like, I don't want to have him, you know, just in case. And I totally understand.
Yeah.
My parents were there. But I was wasted. I was like, just get over here, please. This is our best friend. It's our childhood friend that we grew up with. So I was like, please come, man. Just even if you just come to the hotel, you know. And, you know, he got off work and finally drove down to Morro Bay. It was like a 3-hour drive.
Damn.
And by this time, you know, 3 hours.
You're gone now. You're done.
Bro, I am.
You're not even alive.
John, dude. I'm like, and you know when I'm like, you know me, when I'm like blacked out, completely gone, I have this like look in my eyes, just like gone. I'm like no longer there.
Yeah.
I'm just a corpse going through the motion. You know, it's just like, who is this guy? And fucking dude, like, I just like remember like seeing my homie and like waking up in the back of the car. He's like, dude, I made it. And I'm like, I'll be right back. I gotta take a shit. I'll be right back. And I went in the bathroom and I fucking, dude, I just like passed out on the toilet. I made it to the toilet at night and I passed out on the toilet and I didn't poop, thank God. I love my wife. She went in there because everyone was like,
What
happened to Rome? And here I was just in the bathroom,
slumped over,
pants around my ankle. No pooping in the toilet, though. No pooping.
You didn't shit your pants?
Not yet.
Oh, God damn it.
So then, hold on.
No, you fucking
So then I got up. So then I got up from there, and I went to the sink, and I was like, I need to drink some water. So I started drinking some water, and I just start just throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
I just start throwing up. As soon as the water starts hitting me, I start throwing up. And it's just like pouring into the sink. And then from the pressure of me, I just like blew a load in my pants. And then I was like, no. So I'm back up. I got all of my friends and family, because we're all sitting at the hotel now, just chilling. And we have like 4 rooms of this hotel. And I'm in my mom and dad's room, thank God. And my wife is like, don't worry, okay, we're gonna get you taken care of, you know. God bless her. And she patches me up, you know. she helps a wounded soldier back into the car.
Holy
she's like,
shit.
By this time it's like 7 p.m., bro.
Oh,
like the wedding's just started. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
people are just,
no.
By this time it's like 7 p.m. And then I go to the house and I literally like fall asleep for like about 30 minutes and wake up to get some water. And Taylor, my wife, she's like on her phone, just kind of like, you know, in the room, just like
going,
keeping an eye on me,
you
fucking dumbass, you know? And then she gets up. So I get up to go get some water, and then she gets up to go use the restroom. And then by the time she gets out, she hears me on the phone going, well, yeah, motherfucker, I'll be right there. Where are you guys at? Okay, I'll be right there. And then she comes out and it's like, where are you going? Where do you think you're going? And I was like, oh, I'm gonna go meet the guys. They're over at the hotel. It's about to be midnight. It's about to be New Year because it's New Year's.
Oh.
He got married on New Year's. So
in Morro Bay,
in Morro
one of my
Bay,
favorite places
beautiful, bro. Beautiful. I just wish I could remember it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go and take a piss. And then I did the whole damn thing again, bro. I fucking just vomited and pooped.
You double shit?
And then vomited and pooped again.
Double shit. Triple shit. The hat trick of pants shit.
I went through all my underwear. Bro, we're only gone for 2 days. I packed 3 drawers, all 3 gone.
Wow.
Next day, I was so depleted in my minerals. I was like running on low. And my wife, she just knew that I was just down in the low murk. Mm-hmm. She's just like, come on.
Pants left, just shame.
No pants, the shame. Mm-hmm. All my friends had the greatest time. And I was just gone.
The friend that drove down with COVID had the time of his life.
Yeah. But it was cool, man. Was
double shit, dude.
Triple.
Did someone live in Morro Bay, or was just the wedding there?
So that's been our like spot for our friends.
Yeah.
That's where we meet up every year. Because
it's
kind of
halfway to the Bay Area where you're from. And yeah. Oh, nice.
And our friend, like one of our friends back up north, her parents, mm-hmm. they're like deadheads, and they're mm-hmm. the ones that kind of carried the tradition to us and mm-hmm. showed us, like, this is where we meet every year.
Ooh,
we
a bunch of
family meet up here and we barbecue and new friends meet new friends. And so we just kind of carried the tradition.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you go there ever, Duddy, to Morro Bay? I don't know if you go there, but do you know Morro Bay?
Yeah, no,
you've
totally.
You've been there to
yeah.
the Big Rock and the
yeah,
whole deal?
Yeah, for sure.
I swear. I go there quite a bit, like, because I just fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's surfed fun, there a few times.
To be honest with you, like, when we kind of started to, like, hand the baton and, like, do... When we were handed the baton to kind of start, like, doing the Morro Bay trips,
mm-hmm.
that was, the exact year that, like, Sublime with Rome started touring. So I've actually never been to one.
Oh, damn. We're going every summer whenever.
We're going every summer.
Yep. Every time.
Not last summer.
Yeah.
And you
so
got
they're
to go.
Doing one this month.
Nice.
We're gone.
We're gone. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Nice.
This no, is like great it how lands works. Right on mm-hmm. the shit. Well,
but it's
keep
cool,
the tradition
you know I mean?
Alive of yeah, you not yeah. going then.
That literally, like, that's another thing that we have called Mad Max. Like, when you're just like, when you've been out of something for too long, it's Mad Maxed. You're good. You
yeah.
know? So we're, I'm done on those Morro Bay trips, especially after the last time.
We'll have to triple
shit, pants
dude.
Off. Bro.
You're not going
to
beat
I'm
that.
Going there
and then
again.
The one time you did go to hang out with them at Morro Bay, and you weren't
up.
Even really there.
I triple shit and I blew up.
I'm triple shit. Dude.
I'm just going back to Morro Bay again in my life. Triple shit. Fucking done.
Oh, shit.
Well, hell yeah, that's going to be a lot. Someone's going to have to quadruple shit.
Yeah, I don't think you're
one.
Ever going to ask someone who shit his pants 3 times in one
yeah,
night.
You yeah, you die on the fourth shit. 3 times in one night.
Yeah.
It's just,
bro, you would have seen me the next day. I to this day, I've still lost the weight. I haven't recovered from that weight loss. Like, it was like
Rome, what happened
here
on the triple shit?
Well, we had a couple weeks back, we had Tunnel Vision in, and
oh,
I think it was their bass player told us about where he had a piss shit poop at the same
yeah,
time
three?
Yeah. all at the same
in
time
in a front yard in Portland. Yeah, it was Jacob the bass player.
Yeah, he was outside of a party drunk, he was peeing
and started puking.
And then he had to throw up, so as he's peeing he went to throw up and then he pooped as well. So
well, you remember my sandwich from
oh yeah
the you remember my
that's well, another got, episode
no
another
it episode. Is not
you don't even want to
it's
know about
this
it.
Episode dude it's this one everyone at home you what's remember, the sandwich
you remember my sandwich
Rome took that as a challenge bro this guy pissed shit barf Rome's all man but you remember my sandwich right Duddy
you remember my sandwich
what's
chill
the
out.
Sandwich dude come on
thanks man dude, Duddy, I gotta remember all the details
oh,
I can remember the order. I don't know.
All right, for the listeners, dude, I'm trying to get the sandwich.
It's like,
if you want to, if you want to know, if you want to know about the potty sandwich, then
you have to go to Patreon.
You have to go to our Patreon page.
Guest blog, dude.
All right, well, now you got to tell it, and we'll cut it out. There it is, dude. What a plug.
All right, we're going to
bad choice
now.
Of words.
All right,
plug.
We're going to go in. We're going to do another performance, and then we're going to get into that Q&A.
Y'all, speaking of the sandwich, here comes another performance. So, all right, we're going to do another song. We're going to do Stone Me.
We're going to do Stone Me.
So these are the two songs you guys have released. People know these ones,
yeah,
of
these
course.
Are, like, the two covers that we mm-hmm. kind of, like, chose to kind of showcase with the project. Is, you know, sonically kind of feeling like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we were going to do some more covers, but
I don't, dude, we just wrote all this music.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, I don't think we need to do this anymore. We can now like start to go in and do a real record. And
yeah.
So that's the plan.
Heck yeah. Yeah. So here we go, jam, man.
Do some jamming.
Do some jamming, Stoney. Once again, we have Roman Duddy playing the song Stone Me.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Half of my life I kind of felt the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with the silver cap and crown. Hands full of fishing poles and a tackle on the back. But we just stood there getting wet with the backs against the fence. Oh, the water. Soul. You know it stones me just like good old growing stones me. You know it stones me to my soul. You know it stones me just like going home and it stones me. On the way back home we sing a song, but our thoughts begin to die. We saw a man from across the road with the sunshine in his eye. He lived alone with his own little woman, a great big island job. And he just wore one up one for me and you, and you can smell it from afar. Soul. You know it stones me just like good old gone and stones me. You know it stones me to my soul. You know it stones me just like going home and stones me. Said it rained, lit up and the sun came out. Nearly passed us by. But when I jumped right in the drive again, he dropped us up the road. Yeah, I looked at my friend and I rolled one for him. We stood right there and smoked.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. That one's been out for a while. So
that
people,
one's been out for a bit. Yeah. That's always been one of my favorite tracks.
It's a classic, man.
Stone Me. And of course, you'll be playing both of these on the tour. Now it's time for the Q&A, and all the questions, of course, come from our Patreon members. And we did open up like a Roman Duddy question little stream here. So it's going to be a lot of questions for you guys.
It is a lot, but you guys, to be honest, we've been, this is our one day of rehearsal. And we've been doing the podcast all day. So I'm only going to answer a handful of these because we do got to jet out and start getting to rehearsal. But I do appreciate you guys sending in the questions.
This episode was a lot longer than we planned because it was super fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, a few questions.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
But we'll start with Jessie Rules up here. She says, what is your favorite dry rub for barbecue / smoking meat? That's a good question. I mean, I don't really know if I have a favorite rub, but I will say that Roman Silos from the drummer from Sublime with Rome, they hooked me up with their Traeger guy. Traeger and I just got my Traeger not like a week ago. And on Super Bowl Sunday, I smoked some ribs and I used the Traeger like apple honey rub.
That's a good one.
Ooh, it was good.
That's a really good
one.
It
was bomb.
Fin and feather one.
Yeah,
good.
It was really, really good.
I use this, there's like a series of different ones. There's this place in Nashville, just outside of it, called Pinewood Creek Kitchen, and they have really good dry rubs that I like to get from there.
Nice.
But I got this subscription for Christmas, and it's a spice subscription, and it is fucking phenomenal. Usually I think that shit's kind of cheap and it's just good packaging, but man, this shit is so good. I'm a big fan. I'm gonna renew it. I don't know the name, so I can't product drop.
I love that. That sounds amazing.
It is so fucking good, and like they send you like new ones, and this batch that I got, I've been using the Nashville hot chicken, and there's this Korean barbecue one, and dude, I sprinkle that shit till you can barely see
Korean barbecue,
and it's just fucking good. So good.
Oh man,
I love that shit, man.
Right on. Let's go to Christina Whitman. Says, question for Rome. Blackout is one of my favorite songs and videos. What inspired that video, and are you and Andreas Ramirez related?
Wow. Well, me and Andreas, he's my brother. And when he was fat, we used to look a lot more alike, but he lost a lot of weight. You
he
remember.
Did. I saw him, like, you know, he lost like crap.
He lost like 90 pounds or something like that. Yeah, my bro.
Damn, really?
So, yeah, he's like.
Does he still live out here?
He's in Studio City.
He's still out here. And he's married. Obviously not.
Uh-huh. But awesome. Yeah, he's married. We heard about that story.
Yeah.
Triple hit.
But dude, honestly, my brother, he was getting really into into green screen stuff and like digital art, like 3D rendering. And he went to a Michael's the day before and bought this big sheet of green cloth, like green screen cloth. And he was bugging me for days, like, dude, I want to make a video. Like, let's just pick a song on the album. Cause like, you know, the album just dropped. So like, there wasn't like a song. We had a big single, but we already had a video for that. So there wasn't like a runner up at the time, you know? He was like, just pick a song that you think is cool. And so we chose Blackout, and he had this idea of just wanting to fit all these crazy graphics into the video.
That's right.
And so we set it up. He set up the green screen cloth backstage at St. Augustine, you know that, or St.
Augustine, Florida?
Yeah. Like
on the coast?
That like small amphitheater?
Yes.
So in that back, like that dressing room that has the big like air conditioning duct, and then when it turns on it goes, it turns on and blows down hella hard, and then when it shuts off it just like deflates. Well, anyway, he set up the green screen on four bathroom stalls in the bathroom, and we just took turns grabbing people on tour and just throwing them in.
Dude, that's awesome. The show where that huge thing landed on you, Duddy. That's the same venue where that big creature landed on your back and no one's
to escape. That's for sure the venue. The place. I don't even know, but that fucking place has got creatures, bro.
We've told...
Banana spiders like this. Yes. Oh, yeah. This will fucking send you to the hospital.
I recently told a story of when I was at the merch booth after my band's show and the guy disappeared into the Florida Everglades. Like, same venue. Oh. We've told multiple stories randomly and they're all about this fucking venue in St. Augustine.
It's
a rad venue.
We did
a
show there.
Venue, yeah.
Good energy.
Yeah, and I'll never forget. I'll make it quick because I've told this before, but while playing mid-show, you know, I'm singing into the mic and I just feel onto my back.
What?
And then I feel it like, I could feel it climbing up my back, like, and it like felt like little claw things, like climbing up my back. And I'm like, holy crap, what is that? And as I look over to the guitar tech world, and Cheese is there with Christian. This is when Christian was working with us. And they both are doing this thing. They're looking at each other, holding each other, going like, So that just makes me think, what the fuck is on my back, right? So I'm literally now like, I'm not even singing on the mic. I'm playing guitar still, but I'm going, help me to them. I'm like, help me. And they're going, and they're looking at me like shaking their head like, no.
We're not
going to
help you.
So eventually I'm like walking over to them, like showing my back, like, get what the fuck, you know? And so Christian takes a towel, and Christian is whipping me in Christian's the back legend, with a fucking bro. Towel. And it flies away.
What is it?
To this day, I asked them after, I'm like, what was that? And they both were like, I don't know. They're just like, it was this huge.
I'm wondering if it was like a bat.
They're like, it was this huge black, like a, they said it looked like a humongous black, almost like grasshoppery thing, but it had like wings.
Look up the local monster.
Dude.
You should look up the local monster.
Yeah. It was fucked up.
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Yep. It's just that there's just a straight, like, what, not a bayou or whatever, like an Everglade is just around this venue.
Bro, there's so like signs. Right there. When you exit your tour bus, there's signs saying, deadly banana spiders.
Oh yeah,
bro, like everywhere. Do not go in the trees.
Don't
like,
go in there.
And you just see them, and they just hang out and build webs on the back of golf carts.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yoo-hoo, Florida.
Shiteson, bro. All right. Scary.
Dr. Nasty wants to know.
Good name.
Was it hard to get Wiz on the track, and how was it cool to work with him?
That one was pretty label manufactured. He was signed to Atlantic, and Sublime with Roma signed to Atlantic for their first LP, for our first LP. See, it's easier for me to just kind of see.
Yeah.
And so was Wiz. Wiz was signed to the same label. So he was a really popular rapper at the time, and this was our first project. And I honestly hadn't even heard a Wiz song prior to that song. And then our A&R was like, yo, we could put Wiz on it. And I was like, cool, it sounds dope, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I never met Wiz until probably about a year later. And then we were, I ran into him, on like at DFW in like one of those like terminal cars.
Okay.
Take you from terminal to terminal.
Yep.
And he was with his security guard and his dog. And he was just sitting there. It was actually just us in there. And ironically, it was when we had our security guard coming from a tour. So it was like both of our security guards and his dog. And I was just like, hey, man, I know you don't know who I am, but, you know, you rapped on one of our songs. And thanks, you know, it's a good song. And he's like, cool, man.
Sweet.
How weird.
Yeah.
And that's how it can happen sometimes.
Yep. Yeah.
I love that you're cool and honest about it too. Because so many people would be like, yeah, bro, we were in the studio.
We were just puffing. Like,
sometimes you don't even meet.
Yeah, dude, especially when, you know, when you're dealing, like, especially when you see a lot of the stuff on, like, on the major tip, you know, a lot of them are just manufactured for more views and streams and stuff like that, you know, but you know when things are organic because, you know, you could just tell, you know, it's like this project.
Yeah,
people know that this shit isn't like, you know, a super band, like we're trying to make a bunch of bread. It's like, you just tell, like, we enjoy doing this shit, you know, and
totally.
And
you guys made a song together over 10 years ago already.
Yeah.
This isn't out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You Sublime with Rome and Dirty Heads have been interlinked the whole major part of the ride.
For the most part,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, and those things too, like they exist in like the, you know, big world too, you know, with other musicians. When you see like features line up and you're like, how the hell is that happening? Like, you know, usually those ones are kind of like, that dude was a big fan of hers. He just hit her up, you know, like, I just think that, you know, it's kind of a trip time now. Like, I feel like genre is like mattering less and less to like kids these days.
Oh, totally.
You know, like when we were kids, it was kind of like,
that's
like
how
punks
you
pick, hang with the punks.
That's how you picked your friends.
Yeah. That's how you picked your friends.
What music you listen to?
You know?
Okay. Then I hang out with those guys.
Totally. You know,
there was a time when I almost didn't listen to anything but punk because I was just like, well, if it's not punk rock,
I don't even give
listen
a shit
to it.
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing.
And there's a clear difference in like those type of people at school.
Yep.
You know, so like, but nowadays, bro, it's not like
it all just mixes.
You got kids in school. I'm sure you can, that probably makes more sense to you, but I just see that shit out. And you know, like from the label's perspective, because I run a record label, like I study a lot of the trade in that retrospect and I can kind of like I've seen just how the abundance of label of genres in the like top playlists or top 10 of radio, it's like it's much more now, you know. Yeah. Whereas if you go back to like the 50s or the 40s, there was maybe like three genres in the top 10.
Yeah.
And then it got more and then more and then more. And then right now it's, I mean, it's just
everything.
You're right. Now that you say that, because K-Rock lately, every once in a while, I look, I'm like, what this is anymore.
They sent a memo to all their staff saying to stop saying, like, drop alternative from, lexicon.
It's like there's hip hop on there. There's just pop, like little 15-year-old teenage pop stuff. I'm like, oh, it's just everything. And then it's just Red Hot Chili Peppers every three songs.
That is still mandatory. They have to do that.
Almost every time, Duddy, I turn on the car, it is still Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. I was reporting on that for a while on this show. I did a thing called Red Hot 182. I said, if you turn on your car, it's one of those two. It's a guarantee on K-Rock. It's still happening. Yeah. I just don't report. It's old news.
All right. I'm going to do two more questions because we got to get running. Let's go. Patrick Lynch says, screw Eric Wilson stories. Let's hear some Duddy B stories. Wow. What dumb shit has he done that you remember or were part of?
See, the Eric Wilson stories are really good.
Yeah.
But
we've had a bunch
of them. What are some crazy Duddy stories? I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank.
I mean, Duddy has multiple stories that simply revolve around falling out of golf carts and like multiple. So it's like,
you know, Duddy's a good, you're a good drunk. You know, things happen to him. Things happen to you, but you don't get into trouble.
No, I don't.
You're not like Duddy's He's like
injured.
Duddy is the guy that you want to get drunk with. I promise. He's the guy like, you know, where it's just good time. He'll just drink you up until the sun rises.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. With me, you're gonna get into some trouble.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll fucking break into something.
He'll yell something at a security. I've been with you. In New York, I remember where a security guard like wouldn't let us in somewhere due to a dress code thing. Like you had a hat or something and you were like, fuck that, man. You like put your hat on and just walked in and I'm with you. And this dude, I was like, Rome is drunk and telling the security guards, fuck off, I'm wearing my hat. I was like, oh boy, I'm with you.
I've seen that side.
I don't really drink.
Daddy will be like all right, here's my hat.
You're not like that. That was
early 20 days.
This is 2010. This is like when it all blew up when I was touring with you.
All right, we're doing one more. All right. This is coming from Tom Billingsley, and this is a cool question. He says, for Rome, what was your favorite Sublime song back in the day, and what is your favorite old Sublime song now to perform? Love the music.
You know, to be honest, that it really does change over time.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know, my favorite song, I think, that I can remember prior to meeting up with the guys was Perfect World. I thought that was just such a fucking dope track. And then we worked that into our set. I remember having like kind of working that with Eric and hitting his memory bank on that one again. And now we play that every set as part of our dub. We squeeze that into this part after Scarlet's. And I've, you know, kind of gotten like bored of hearing it. So I'm not like that excited about that one anymore. Now, like one that we play very rarely, but it's so fun to me, is Johnny Butt. I just fucking love playing that record. Like, like, I just love the way it starts. I'm like, oh, this is fun. That is fun. Know? But it definitely changes.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that. Well, shit, right on. That was awesome. Rome, thanks for hopping on the show again.
Anytime, boys.
That was a fucking really fun episode. That was a banger. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And and I hope to see all of you guys out on the Rome and Duddy tour.
And just real quick, too, we think we might have a show next week. We're going to try, but if not, this is a double show week, you know, so we're releasing this one to you guys today. So we're going to try to get you guys a fresh episode next week. But if we can't, it's just because these guys are on tour and we'll be right back at it the following week. That's about it. Anything else to say?
That's it, guys. All right. Thanks so much.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.